300-watt bulb when it's time to get up. Either that or a rooster. When I realize how late it is, I decide not to rush. Why bother? Mom comes downstairs and I'm reading the funnies and eating oatmeal. Mom, you missed the bus again. I nod. Mom, you expect me to drive you again. Another nod. Mom, you'll need boots. It's a long walk and it snowed again last night. I'm already late. That is unexpected, but not harsh. The walk isn't that bad. It's not like she made me hike 10 miles through a snowstorm uphill in both directions or anything. The streets are quiet and pretty. The snow covers yesterday's slush and settles on the rooftops like powdered sugar on a gingerbread town. By the time I get to Fayette's, the town bakery, I'm hungry again. Fayette's makes wicked good jelly donuts, and I have lunch money in my pocket. I decide to buy 2 donuts and call it brunch. I cross the parking lot, and it comes out the door. Andy Evans with a raspberry-dripping jelly donut in one hand and a cup of coffee in the other. I stop on a frozen puddle. Maybe he won't.